Coyote was the traveler. In his search for monsters, sometimes he wasn't busy. It was these times that he often got into trouble. No buffalo herds ever lived west of the big mountains. That was Coyote's fault. This is the way it happened. Coyote was traveling over the plains beyond the big mountains. On the third sun, he saw a pile of bones before him. He was hungry, so he ate all he wanted. Then he said, "Now I will have some fun. I will have revenge for the times the buffalo made me run." He picked up the bones that were left and threw them into the air. He kicked and threw dust on them. He did these things many times until he grew tired. Then he went his way. He had not gone far when he heard something behind him. He thought it was thunder. And he looked at the sky. The sky was clear. Thinking he imagined a sound, he walked on singing. He heard something again, only much closer and louder. Looking back, he saw buffalo pawing the ground and making loud noises. Coyote started to run faster than he thought he could run, but buffalo gained steadily. Soon, buffalo was right at his heels. Coyote felt his hot breath. Coyote was frightened. He called to his power. In a wink of an eye, there were three trees in front of him. Coyote jumped and caught the branch of the first tree and swung out of buffalo's way. Buffalo rammed the tree hard, and it shook as if in a strong wind. Then buffalo chopped at the trunk with his horns. First with one horn, then the other. He chopped fast, and in a little while over went the tree, and with it went Coyote. But he was up the second tree before buffalo could reach him. Buffalo soon laid that tree down, but he was not quick enough to catch Coyote, who scrambled into the third and last tree. Coyote begged, "Buffalo, my friend, let me talk with you." "No, I will not talk with you. You ate my brother's bones. They were very sacred to me. I have enough enemies without you. Young Buffalo killed my brother and stole all my fine herd. I want my wife and children back." Now Coyote was pleading for his life. "My uncle, you need new horns. Let me make new horns for you so you can defeat Young Buffalo. Your horns are old and weak." Buffalo was pleased with that talk. He decided he did not want to kill Coyote. He told Coyote to get down out of the tree and make the new horns. Coyote jumped down and called to his power. It scolded him for getting into trouble, but it gave him a flint knife. He cut down a tree from which he carved two long horns with sharp points. Coyote said, "You're ready. These horns are strong and they will not break." Buffalo was very proud of his new horns. He forgave Coyote for his mischief. They became good friends right there. Coyote said he would go along with Buffalo to find Young Buffalo. They had not gone far when they met their enemy, Young Buffalo, and the big herd he had stolen from Buffalo. Young Buffalo laughed when he saw his old enemy, and he walked out to meet him. He did not know, of course, about the new horns. The battle began. After a long and hard fight, Buffalo with the fine new horns won, and he took back his herd. To thank Coyote for his help, he gave Coyote the youngest cow. Buffalo warned Coyote, "Never kill her, Coyote. Take good care of her and she will supply you with meat forever. When you get hungry, just slice off some choice fat with a flint knife. Then rub ashes on the spot and it will heal at once." Coyote promised to remember that, and they parted. Coyote started back to his own country beyond the mountains, and the cow followed. For a few suns, he ate only the fat when he was hungry. But after a while, he became tired of eating fat, and he began to long for the sweet parts of the buffalo. He smacked his lips at the thought of having something better. Buffalo will never know, Coyote told himself. He took his young cow down beside a creek and killed her. As he peeled off the hide, crows and magpies came from all directions and picked at the meat. It was not long before the meat was gone. Coyote thought, well, I can make some soup from the bones. Coyote built a fire to cook the bones. Then he saw an old woman walking toward him. She came up to the fire. The woman said, Coyote, let me cook the bones while you rest. Coyote believed she spoke her true mind. He stretched out to rest and he fell asleep. In his sleep he had a bad dream. It awoke him and he saw the old woman running away. He looked into the cooking basket and there was not a drop of soup left. He chased the old woman, but she was too far ahead of him. Finally, Coyote gave up trying to catch her. Coyote thought he might be able to get another cow from Buffalo, so he set out to find him. When he came to the herd, he was surprised to see the cow he had killed. She was there with the others. She refused to go with Coyote again, and Buffalo would not give him another cow. Coyote had to return to his own country without a buffalo. That is why there have never been any buffalo herds west of the Big Mountains.